This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's budget is delayed by 1 week, so it will not be introduced in the state Senate today as expected. That gives the Joint Budget Committee more time to go through proposals to balance the state's estimated $1.2 billion shortfall. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
Colorado's constitution requires lawmakers to pass a balanced budget. Democratic Senator Judy Amabile says the public is desperate for lawmakers to be thoughtful.
To make sure that we don't affect people who are literally depending on the resources that the state provides for their existence.
The bipartisan committee still needs to make some big decisions on spending for higher education, Medicaid, and the voter-approved universal school meals program for all K-12 students, regardless of income. K-12 school funding gets passed in a separate bill. I'm Benta Berklund, CPR News.
Bookings on the Winter Park ski train jumped by 25,000 this season. That's after the state used revenue from a new fee on rental cars to bring down ticket prices and to run trains more often. Piper Darlington is the director of the Colorado Transportation Investment Office.
We've seen 150% increase in bookings over the 2024 season. We were able to reduce fares again by almost 50%. So by all indications, this has been a real success so far.
In Denver, flavored tobacco could go back on the ballot. Groups working to repeal Denver's ban say they've collected enough signatures to send the measure to voters. But backers of the flavor ban believe it will stick around. Jody Radke is with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids.
Denver voters in particular are strongly supportive of this policy. They understand why this policy needs to be in place and what the impacts and outcomes are.
The clerk's office is verifying the signatures for the ban to go to the ballot this year. This is CPR News.